بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. This is a continuation of the reading of the book The Creed of the Muslim, written by Sheikh Abdullah bin Ahmed Al-Iryani, may Allah preserve him. المجموعة الثالثة, the third group of questions. Number one, if it is said to you, what does Iman in Allah include? Then say, Iman in Allah includes four affairs. Number one, having belief in His existence. Number two, having belief in His lordship. Number three, having belief in His worship. And number four, having belief in His names and attributes. Question number two, if it is said to you, what does Iman in the angels include? Then say, Iman in the angels includes four affairs. Number one, to believe in their existence and that they are honorable servants of Allah. Number two, to have belief in their names like Jibreel. And whichever of them we do not know their names, then we believe in them in general. Number three, to believe in their great descriptions, like the description of Jibreel alayhi salam, that he has 600 wings. Number four, to believe in their actions that they established by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like their tasbih, their glorification of Allah at night and day, and they do not get tired. Likewise, we have to also believe in the specific actions which they are entrusted with, like Jibreel being entrusted with the sending down of the revelation to the prophets and messengers, and Mikael is being entrusted with the rain and with vegetation, and the angel of death who is entrusted with taking the souls of those who die, and the angel Malik who is entrusted to guard the hellfire. Question number three, if it is said to you, what does Iman in the books include? Then say, Iman in the books includes four affairs. Number one, belief that they are all revelation from Allah in truth, and whoever disbelieves in something of them has disbelieved in all of them. Number two, belief in the names of the books that we know, like the Quran, which was sent down to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Suhuf of Ibrahim, the Torah, which was revealed to Musa alaihi salam, the Injil, which was revealed to Isa alaihi salam, the Zabur, which was given to Dawood alaihi salam, and whichever of the books that we do not know, then we believe in them in general. Number three, that we affirm what is authentic from them of reports, like the reports found in the Quran, and whatever is found of reports that are not distorted nor altered from the previous books, like the description of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is found in previous books. Number four, that we have to believe that all the books, all the previous books, have been abrogated by the noble Quran, as Allah the Exalted He said, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. Allah the Exalted said, and we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, the book in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it, and is muhaiminan, trustworthy in highness and a witness over all scriptures. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 48. Shaykh Al-Iryani, he says, حَاكِمًا عَلَيْهِ, that this Quran is a judge over all of them. And our belief in the previous books is a general belief, that is, affirmation in the heart and the tongue. As for our belief in the Quran, then it is a detailed belief, and it includes affirmation in the heart, upon the tongue, following that which has come with, judging by it in every small and large affair, and also believing that the Quran is the speech of Allah, revealed, not created. From Him Allah it came, and to Him it shall return. The fourth question, if it is said to you, what does Iman and the messengers include? Then say, the Iman, belief in the messengers, includes four affairs. Number one, belief in their messengership, that is a messengership of truth. And whoever disbelieves in the messengership of one of them, then he has disbelieved in all of them. As Allah the Exalted said, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, that the people of Nuh disbelieved in messengers. Surah Al-Shu'ara, Ayah 105. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them mention that they are disbelievers are denied all the messengership, or even though only one messenger was sent to them, and they disbelieved in that one. Like this, the Christians who deny the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and do not follow him, in reality, are also denying the Masih ibn Maryam, and they do not follow him also. And this is especially true since he has given them the glad tidings of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, we have to have belief in the names of the messengers whom we know, like the Ulul Azm, the prophets of strong resolve, who are Muhammad, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Nuh. May peace and blessing be upon all of them. And whichever of them, of the messengers, whose name we do not know, we believe in them in general. As Allah the Exalted said, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. And indeed, we have sent messengers before you. Of some of them, we have related to you their story, and some we have not related to you their story. Surah Ghafir, Ayah 78. And the prophets and messengers who are mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran by name are 25. 18 of them are mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, and the remaining 7 are mentioned in various verses in the Quran. As Allah the Exalted, He said, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ وَهَبَنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُوسُفَ وَمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَزَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَى وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسَ كُلٌّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَيُونُسَ وَلُوطًا وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And that was our proof which we gave Ibrahim against his people. We raise whom we will in degrees. Certainly your Lord is all-wise and all-knowing. And we bestowed upon him Ishaq and Ya'qub, each of them we guided, and before him we guided Nuh. And among his progeny is Dawood, Suleiman, Ayyub, Yusuf, Musa, Harun. Thus do we reward the good doers. And Zakariya and Yahya and Isa and Ilyas, each of them was of the righteous. And Ismail and Yasa'a and Yunus and Lut, and each of them we preferred above the Alameen, all of mankind and the jinn. Surah An'am, Ayah 83-86. And then Shaykh Riyad, he mentions some lines in poetry in which summarizes this. حَتْمٌ عَلَى كُلِّ ذِي الْتَكْلِيفِ مَعْرِفَةٌ بِأَنْبِيَاءَ عَلَى التَّفْصِيلِ قَدْ عُلِمُوا فَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا مِنْهُمْ ثَمَانِيَةٌ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَشْرٍ وَيَبْقَى سَبْعَةِ وَهُمْ إِدْرِيسُ هُودٌ شُعَيْبٌ صَالِحٌ وَكَذَا ذُو الْكِفْلِ آدَمُ بِالْمُخْتَارِ قَدْ خُتِمُوا. The poet, he says, it is an obligation upon everyone who is legally responsible to know the prophets, and in detail they are known. And in the verse, Tilka Hujjatana, our proof that we gave Ibrahim, is mentioned 18 of them, and the remaining 7 are Idris, Hud, Shu'ayb, Salih, and likewise Dhul Kiful, Adam, and they are sealed by Mukhtar, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 3, we must have affirmation for what is authentic from them of reports. And number 4, we must act upon the sharia of the messengers who have been sent to us, and they are sealed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent to us as a messenger to all of mankind. The 5th question, if it is said to you, what does Iman in the last day include? Then say, Iman in the last day includes 3 affairs. Number 1, belief in the resurrection. Number 2, belief in their accountability and reckoning. And number 3, belief in the paradise and hellfire. Number 6, if it is said to you, what does Iman and Qadr include? Then say, Iman and Qadr includes 4 affairs. Number 1, belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows everything in general and in detail. And this is internal knowledge. And this is whether it is in relation to His actions or the actions of the servants. Number 2, that we have belief that Allah has written down all of this in the preserved tablet, Al-Lawhul Mahfuz. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote down the decree of the creation before He created the heavens and earth by 50,000 years. Reported by Muslim, hadith number 4797, under authority of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Number 3, we must have belief in all the belief that everything in the universe it is due to or it exists due to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or that everything in the universe does not exist except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number four, that we must have belief that everything in the universe is a creation of Allah in its essence, in its descriptions and attributes, and in its movements. As Allah the Exalted has said, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in. Allah created everything. And Allah the Exalted said, Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun. And Allah created you and that which you do. Surah Safat, Ayah 96. Question number 7. If it is said to you, what are the conditions of La ilaha illallah? Then say, the conditions of La ilaha illallah are 8. Number 1, knowledge of its meaning, and it includes both affirmation and negation. The evidence is a statement of the Exalted. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. Surah Muhammad, Ayah 19. And Allah's statement, إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Except for the one who testifies in truth and they know. And that is, لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. While they know, which is found in Surah Zukhruf, Ayah 86, means that they know in their hearts that which they pronounce on their tongues. And a statement, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever dies while he knows that there is no deity worthy of worship except for Allah will enter paradise. Hadith reported by Muslim, Hadith number 38, on the authority of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Number 2, al-yaqeen, which is certainty. Having complete knowledge of this statement, which denies any type of doubt and any type of wavering. And the evidence for that is the statement of the Exalted, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ أَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Only those are the believers who have believed in Allah and His Messenger, and afterward doubt not, but strive with their wealth and their lives for the cause of Allah. Those, they are the truthful. Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 15. And Allah made a condition of the truthfulness of iman in Allah and His Messenger to have a denial of doubt and wavering. So those who are doubtful are the hypocrites. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anni rasulullah la yalqallahu bihima abdun ghayra shakkin fihima illa dakhala jannah." That no one testifies that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah, except and that if he meets Allah in this condition, without having doubt, except that he will be entering paradise. Hadith reported by Muslim, on number 39, on the authority of Abu Hurairah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Number 3, having ikhlas, which is denies any type of shirk. And the evidence is the statement of Allah the Exalted, أَلَا لِلَّهِ دِينُ خَالِصٍ. Is not the religion sincerely for Allah? Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 3. And Allah the Exalted says, فَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. And worship Allah sincerely, making the religion for Him. Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 2. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah qad harrama 'ala an-nari man qala la ilaha illallah yabtaghi bidhalika wajha Allah." That verily Allah the Exalted has prohibited the hellfire for whoever says that there is no deity worthy of worship except for Allah in truth, since he is seeking the face of Allah. Hadith reported by Bukhari, Hadith number 407, and Muslim, Hadith number 1052 from Itban bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Number 4, having truthfulness, sidq, which denies any type of lying, and also the preventative of hypocrisy. And the proof is a statement of Allah the Exalted, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Alif Lam Mim, do people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe and will not be tested? And we indeed tested those before them, and Allah will certainly make it known the truth of those who are truthful, and will certainly make it known the falsehood of those who are liars. Surah Ankabut, Ayah 1-3. And Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِم مَّرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And of mankind are those who say we believe in Allah in the last day, while in fact they believe not, and they think they deceive Allah and those who believe, while they only deceive themselves and perceive it not. In their hearts is a disease, so Allah increases them in the disease, and a painful torment is theirs because they used to tell lies. Surah Baqarah, Ayah 8-10. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ahadin yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan rasulullah sidqan min qalbihi illa harramahu Allahu 'ala nar." That there isn't anyone who testifies that there's no deity worthy of worship and truth except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah truthfully from his heart, except that Allah will make the hellfire prohibited for him. Hadith of Bukhari, hadith number 125, from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And number 5, having love for this statement and what it indicates, and also loving its people and having allegiance and disallegiance due to it. And this is the evidence for this is the statement of Allah, the Exalted, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. O you who believe, whoever from among you turns back from his religion, Allah will bring a people whom he will love and they will love him. Surah Ma'idah, Ayah 54. And the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. Hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 3 things, whoever finds them within him will taste the sweetness of Iman, that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to him than anything besides them, and that he loves the person and he only loves them for the sake of Allah, and that he dislikes to be returned to disbelief, just like as he dislikes to be thrown in the fire. Reported by Bukhari, hadith number 15, and Muslim, hadith number 60, and authority of Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Number 6, having submission, al-inqiyad, apparently and hidden. So in submission, apparently, and also hidden. And the evidence is the statement of the Exalted, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Whoever submits in his face towards Allah sincerely, and he is one who is a muhsin, a good doer, then verily has held on to the strongest of handholds. Surah Luqman, Ayah 22. And this is La ilaha illallah. And also the statement of Allah, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. But no, by your Lord, they have no faith until they make you, Muhammad, a judge in all disputes between them, and they find in themselves no resistance against your decision and accept them with full submission. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 65. Number 7, having acceptance for this statement, Al-Qubur, which denies any type of rejection. And the evidence is the statement of Allah the Exalted in relation to the people of the hellfire, who deny this statement, as Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيدَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُ آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. Truly, when it is said to them, La ilaha illallah, they puff themselves up with pride. And they say, are we going to abandon our gods or deities for the sake of a mad poet? Surah Safat, Ayah 35 and 36. And number 8, disbelief in the false deities and the iman of a servant is not correct and valid until he frees himself from disbelief and shirk and its people. And the evidence is the statement of Allah the Exalted, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Whoever disbelieves in a tagut and believes in Allah, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that will never break. And Allah is all hearer and all knower. Surah Baqarah, Ayah 256. And these conditions, these 8 conditions, are all gathered in the statement of the poet. And he says, علم يقين وإخلاص وصدقك مع محبة والانقياد والقبول لها وزيد ثامنها الكفران منك بما سوى الإله من الأوثان قد عبدا. Knowledge is certainty, sincerity, along with your truthfulness, love and submission, acceptance of the statement. And add or increase upon this the atheism which is disbelief from you in what is worshipped besides the true deity of idols. Question number 8. If it is said to you, what are the nullifiers of Al-Islam? Then say, the nullifiers of Al-Islam are 10. Number 1, shirk in the worship of Allah the Exalted. And the evidence is the statement of Allah the Exalted, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدَ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. That whoever associates partners with Allah, then Allah has been prohibited for him the paradise, and his abode is the hellfire, and there are no supporters for the oppressors. Surah Ma'idah, Ayah 72. And from that is supplicating to the dead, and seeking help from them, and slaughtering and making oaths upon them. Number two, whoever places between him and Allah an intermediary, supplicating to them, asking them for intercession, and putting the trust in them, has disbelieved according to consensus. Number three, whoever does not declare the disbelievers and the polytheists from and the Jews and Christians and the apostates as disbelievers, or is in doubt regarding their disbelief, or considers their way as correct, has disbelieved. Number four, whoever believes that a guidance other than the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than his guidance or more complete, or a ruling other than his is better than his ruling or equal to it, or prefers the ruling of the false deities over his ruling, then he has become a disbeliever. Number five, whoever detests or hates anything which he has come with, means the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if he acts upon it, has disbelieved. And the evidence is the statement of the Exalted, ذَلِكِ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. And that is because they disliked what Allah has revealed, and Allah has nullified their good deeds. Suratul Muhammad, Ayah 9. Number six, whoever curses or makes fun of anything of the religion of Allah, or his rulings, or his reward, or his punishment, or the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his companions, has disbelieved. The evidence is the statement of the Exalted, قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ إِنْ نَعْفُ عَنْ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْكُمْ نُعَذِّبَ طَائِفَةً بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. Say, was it Allah and His ayat and His messengers that you are mocking? Make no excuse, you have disbelieved after you have believed. If we pardon some of you, we'll punish others amongst you because they were mujrimun, criminals. Surah At-Tawbah, 65-66. Number 7, magic. And from it is salaf and ataf. Whoever performs it or buys it, purchases it, or is pleased with it, then he has disbelieved. And the evidence is a statement of the Exalted, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرُ. That these two, means Harut and Marut, never taught anyone this magic, except they said to them, verily we are a trial, so do not disbelieve. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 102. Number 8, having love for disbelievers and the polytheists due to their religion, and aiding them in upon that, and also aiding them against the Muslims. The evidence is the statement of the Exalted, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And if any amongst you takes him as awliya, then surely he is one of them. Verily Allah guides not those people who are oppressors. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. Number 9, whoever believes that some people can freely remove themselves from the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as Khadr was able to remove himself from the Sharia, the legislation of Musa alaihi salam, then he has disbelieved. The evidence is the statement of Allah the Exalted, مَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be one of the losers. Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 85. And number 10, turning completely away from the religion of Allah, not learning it nor acting upon it. And the evidence is the statement of the Exalted, مَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. And who does more wrong than he who is reminded of the ayat of his Lord, then he turns away therefrom. Verily we shall extract retribution from the mujrimun. Suratul Sajdah, Ayah number 22. And there is no difference between, in all of these nullifiers, between one who is joking or serious or afraid for his money and honor, except for one who is forced to do so under duress. Number 9, if it is said to you, how many categories of tawassul are there? Then say, tawassul is of two categories, the legislated tawassul, and number 2, the prohibited tawassul. Question number 10, if it is said to you, what are the category or types of the legislated tawassul? Then say, the legislated tawassul is of 4. Number 1, tawassul through the names and attributes and actions of Allah. The evidence, the statement of Allah, the Exalted, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah the Most High has the beautiful names belonging to Him. So call on Him by them and leave the company of those who belie or deny His names. They will be requited for what they used to do. Surah A'raf, Ayah 180. And Allah the Exalted said, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And enter me through your mercy among the your righteous servants. Surah An-Naml, Ayah 19. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, قولوا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك في على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, say, O Allah, bless Muhammad. O Allah, send salutations upon Muhammad, as you send upon the family of Muhammad, as you send salutations upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. Verily you are deserving all praise and glory. And send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, as you send blessings upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. Verily you are all praiseworthy and glorious. Reported by Bukhari, hadith number 3119, and Muslim, hadith number 614, from Ka'ab bin Ujrah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And number two, tawassul to Allah through righteous actions, like belief in Him and His tawheed and sincerity towards Him and the likes of that. And evidence for that is the dua of the people of Iman, Rabbana innana amanna faghfir lana dhunubana wa qina adhab an-nar. O our Lord, verily we believe in You, and forgive our sins and save us and protect us from hellfire. Surah Al Imran, Ayah 16. And Allah says, Rabbana amanna bima anzalta wa taba'na ar-rasul faktubna ma'a ash-shahidin. O our Lord, verily we believe in that which You have sent down, and we follow Your messengers, so write us amongst those who are witnesses. Surah Al Imran, Ayah 53. And the story of the three men who were walking and then they got caught in rain. So they sought shelter in a cave in a mountain. And then a boulder came from the rock, from the mountain, and blocked the mouth of the cave. So each of them turned to the other and said, look to the righteous action which I have performed sincerely for Allah, and supplicate to Allah the Exalted by through them. Perhaps Allah will relieve us and remove us from this. So one of them, he made tawassul, the first of them, through his dutifulness to his parents, and the second one through his chastity, and the third one through his honesty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed them from that distress, and they walked out of the cave. Hadith reported by Bukhari, hadith number 2063, and hadith Muslim number 4926, from on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Number three, making tawassul to Allah by asking the righteous to supplicate for you. And the evidence for this is that the companions, may Allah be pleased with him, sought tawassul through supplication of the righteous. How like Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu to supplicate on the rain prayer. The same way Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Yazid bin Al-Aswad to supplicate for the rain prayer. Number four, making tawassul to Allah by making apparent poverty and dire need and of Allah. And the evidence is the statement of Ayyub alayhi salam, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Verily, I've been touched by harm, and You are the most merciful of the merciful. The most merciful of the merciful. Surah Al-Anbiya, 83. And the statement of Zakariya alayhi salam, رَبِّي إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. Saying, O my Lord, indeed my bones have grown feeble, and grey hair has spread on my head, and I had never been unblessed in my invocation to You, O my Lord. Surah Maryam, Ayah 4. And question number 11. If I said to you, what are the types of the prohibited tawassul? Then say, the prohibited tawassul is of two types. The innovative tawassul, like the tawassul through the status of the prophets and the righteous, and their right, and their essence. And number two, the polytheistic tawassul, like the tawassul of the polytheists through their idols and statues. Question number 12. If it is said to you, what is the ruling making tawassul through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then say the tawassul through the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is of three categories. Number one, tawassul by having iman in him and loving him and following him. This is Allah to say tawassul whether he's alive or after his death. And the proof is the statement of the people of iman, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادٍ يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. O our Lord, verily we have heard the call of one calling to faith. Believe in your Lord, and we have believed. O our Lord, forgive us of our sins and remit us of our evil deeds and make us die in the state of the righteous along with the Abrar, those who are obedient to Allah and strictly follow His orders. Surah Al Imran, Ayah 193. Number two, tawassul through supplicating to Him. That's requesting the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to supplicate for you, for a person. And this is was legislated during his lifetime, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only. And this is as found in the tawassul of the one who had weak eyesight, and other than him from the companions who asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to supplicate for him. As for after his death, then it is not legislated, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is excused because he has passed away. Number three, making tawassul through the status of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is whether it is in his lifetime or after him, and this type of tawassul is innovation prohibited, because the status of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not an action of his own, and it is only a bounty forgiven to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it only benefits him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none other. Question number 13. If it is said to you, what are the categories of visitation of the graves? Then say the visitation of the graves are of three categories. Number one, the legislative visitation, and that which benefits the visitor by making them remember and giving them admonishment, and it benefits the deceased by supplication and seeking forgiveness for him and seeking, asking of mercy of Allah upon him. And it is also without travel and without saying anything that's unsuitable or any false statements. Number two, the innovated visitation, which is in opposition to the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And lastly, number three, the polytheistic visitation, which is a visitation in which occurs any type, from types of shirk in Allah, like supplicating to other than Allah, or slaughtering for them, means the graves, or making oaths by them, or seeking their assistance and their help, and the likes of that. And this is the end of the book, The Creed of the Muslim. Walhamdulillah.